Well, hello there. Welcome back, everybody. And Jamie Gilmore with you, your host. And it's so good to be back in the studio, even though we have no table. We had a makeshift table. The table's not here anymore. But it's so good to be back. It's been a while since we've here. We got some familiar faces that are joining us for this episode. One, Jordan, was not invited, but that's okay. We'll make it work. We've got two guests, two junior ambassadors. We're going to get to know them. We got Gavin, of course, making it happen. Mr. College Man on the scene. He is producing. He is mic'd up. Can he redeem himself? 1 year ago, he put out the worst Mount Rushmore list in the history of podcast. Can he bounce back? Stay tuned. Also joined by my sidekick, Lisa Kriegel. Lisa, welcome. Hello there. And before we get started, I usually really like to make fun of Lisa. Not all the time, but sometimes, right, Gavin?
Yeah.
Occasionally. Occasionally.
Every now and then.
Yeah. But I want to say this, because we hadn't really had a chance to talk about this on air, but at the brunch cancer awareness event, great job speaking. It was really good. You were really, and I know what makes a good speaker, right? I do this a lot. Yeah. You were, by the way, we were right next to a firehouse. I've told you this many, many times. But it was good. You got your point across. It was quick, too. And it was one of those things, too. Because here's the thing about speaking. I tell this people all the time. The Gettysburg Address was less than 2 minutes? Right at 2 minutes? Are you more important than Lincoln? So when you're speaking, mm-hmm. Get in, get out, get your point across. That's what you did. I thought it was a good job.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Thank you.
Is there a mic on?
Yeah, you need to turn. You think your mic came off?
There you go.
Can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead. Say what
I'm
you're saying.
I'm here, everybody.
Say what you're saying.
No, I just said I wasn't the primary speaker. I just God laid on my heart to speak that day. So, and I was surrounded by a lot of powerful women that had been through breast cancer.
Yeah.
And, on the other side of it as well. So I just thought I needed to, talk about it a little bit. So thank you, Jamie.
Great job. Great job. Really
you
was.
You really have boosted my confidence over the last several years in public speaking. So
it's I'm so supportive of you.
Hats off to you. But you are. You are. I appreciate it.
All right. So we got two junior ambassadors joining us for the first time ever. But we got somebody else that hadn't been here in a while. Mm-hmm. Jordan, how are you? Okay, we're going to give you this mic. So we got a small table. We're going to pass mics around. So be patient with us. It's going to make some noise. But Jordan, welcome back. It's been a while.
Hey, guys. Hey.
That's why it's so good. Where you been? Where have you been?
At the house.
At the house, being lazy?
I've been at the Hueytown stuff.
Like, oh, y'all are okay. Out this week, aren't y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great time of year, by the way. Love this time of year.
Yeah.
I'm off work all week, so I'm down.
Yeah, awesome. Hopalooza and then the Christmas thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm the elf.
Okay. You're gonna be at the Christmas parade? The Christmas parade we're about to talk about in a second. That's gonna be great. We're gonna be at the Christmas parade. We're doing something different. We're doing the Christmas parade a little later in the day. It's 1 o'clock, usually at 10. And then we're doing the tree lighting ceremony right after. Well, not right after. It's 4 o'clock. So we're going to be on from 1 to 6 that day. It's going to be a great day, a lot of fun. We want you to come out, want you to be a part of it. I still think there's a chance. I don't know, Lisa, you can tell me. I still think you can be a part of the Christmas parade. Is it still an opportunity for that?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, when you listen to this, we're recording. You're going to hear this Thanksgiving Day. So you can, if you're listening, you can still be a part of the Christmas parade. Also, Supper with Santa is coming up December 12th. Now, if you want to be a part of that, I've got some bad news. It is a hard sellout. There are no seats left. There are no seats available. Once again, a great event, Venue 3131. It's going to be so much fun. So we're looking forward to that. Got a lot of stuff going on. But tonight, we are here to talk about my favorite holiday. There is no question. Why do you look at me like that for? Go ahead.
Why Thanksgiving is...
Okay, what's your favorite holiday, Jordan?
Christmas.
Okay, here's my problem. Okay, I got you. I see that. He's got a Christmas hat on. Here's my problem with Christmas, right? The only issue... I like Christmas. Don't get me wrong. But, I don't really want anything from anybody. If I want something in life, regardless of what it is, at this point in time, I can go get it myself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to get somebody a good gift, but I'm not the best gift giver. I've actually broken up with girls. We talked about this last year. I've actually broken up with girls before Christmas, so I do not have to buy them a gift.
What were you?
Now,
16?
Hold on a second. Well, it might have happened in my 20s, possibly into my 30s. But I'm just saying, I don't do it anymore. Yourself. But that's how much I not dislike buying a gift, but I'm not good at it. So I really have a phobia of trying to buy a gift.
But Thanksgiving, it's like food.
That's it, food and football.
But Christmas, you have food
Yeah, but you also have the pressure of the gifts. But Thanksgiving, it's football, it's basketball, it's family, it's all kinds of stuff. And you can go back and eat and keep
like
it. It's great. It's better than Christmas without the pressure. It's
like
Christmas
watered,
without the pressure.
Down Christmas.
It's pro Christmas. It's before that. And also, I don't like the fact that people celebrate Halloween and then they just go put their Christmas up. Put their stuff up. In November. Come on. Show some love. Show some love.
I can't stand that. My Christmas tree, any of my Christmas decorations do not go up until after Thanksgiving.
I sent a text in the chamber last week.
I always put it up the Saturday after. Yeah.
The chamber chat, I sent a picture last week of y'all. Pics. My mom's has 9 trees up, right, when I sent it to you.
I saw that. She has to get a big jump start, though.
An update for you. She now has 12.
Okay. Always put the one up. But.
Yeah, that's normal. Mom, if you're listening, I love you, but 12 trees, that's entirely too many trees. But dare I say, we are going to be talking about Thanksgiving tonight. We will have a Christmas episode coming up, so stay tuned for that. We have several chamber members that will be a part of that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But let's get to know our junior ambassadors. First time ever on the podcast. First time ever on any podcast. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. My name is Kendrick.
Okay, that's good. That's not bad. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, everybody. I'm Madison Wooling.
Okay. So what made y'all decide to want to do this?
I just thought it would be a fun new experience.
Yeah.
And I always love talking.
Okay, so you like to talk.
I do.
Great. That's me, too.
Yeah, I talk a lot.
You talk a lot?
Yes, he does.
So
don't listen to her, y'all. I don't talk that much, but I ain't never did a podcast before, and I thought it was just going to be fun.
It is? Well, hopefully it is fun for you. I know this. I sent something out to Catherine. Because I didn't know we were trying to make sure we had people here because I can talk, but nobody wants to hear me talk for an hour by myself. So I need people to bounce stuff off of, right? So I sent something out. Me and Lisa and Kath were talking. I said, hey, Catherine, can you see if we can get any junior ambassadors? Mm-hmm. And like 30 seconds later, y'all two jumped on. She said, the first two.
She said, the first two.
And y'all jumped. So I like that. Give a big round of applause.
I love
it. All right. Good job.
And I know Kendrick. His mother and I worked together at Evadian.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Great. So if I want free stuff,
everybody love me up here.
Everybody loves you. Okay, all right. I like the comments. Mash, you look like you're about to say something. Go ahead and in the mic.
Oh,
go ahead.
I was just saying thank you for the applause.
Okay. All right. I like it. So let's go around real quick. We'll start. I'll start myself, and we'll talk about what we like most about Thanksgiving. If you got a Thanksgiving story you want to share, or what do you like about it? If you don't like Thanksgiving, I will ask you to leave. Okay. So no, I'm just kidding. For me, like I said, I've already talked to it in my argument with Jordan, which I won. Here's the thing. It is, to me, it's one of those things where it's family, it's food, it's laid back. There's just something about it. You wake up. I don't watch the Macy's Day Parade ever. Like, I don't like parades except for the Hueytown Christmas Parade, which I'm emceeing. But there's something about that parade being on television in the background. And I can just kind of glance at it as my family's cooking. There's just something about it. The food, your family
can Do you cook anything, Jamie?
Absolutely.
Or you just go to mama's?
Absolutely not. Oh, I can barely. I can't make toast. I can't cook anything. No.
Okay, that's just say that you can't make toast.
I can't. Well, I mean, I can make toast. It just doesn't taste very good. Actually, I make bad toast. How about that? Is that good? So Kendra, can you cook?
Mm-hmm. I can cook Alfredo.
What's your what's your special dish you can make?
Chicken Alfredo.
Yeah.
That's not very Thanksgiving though. Ish.
Thanksgiving
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
I can make ham.
Okay.
You can't even make ham.
Like you gotta let it marinate.
He can make ham from scratch.
He can prepare ham.
He can go out.
I can make dressing.
Go ahead and kill the hog.
Dressing
right?
is gross. Who likes dressing?
Oh, me.
It's gonna be on my
dressing
list for sure. Gross. Listen. Now here's the deal. You cannot copy when we get to the Mount Rushmore. So if something is taken, you can't copy it. So keep that in mind. There will be no copy.
I made a list.
You had a list? Yeah, did you make one for real?
Yeah, from last night. I have it right
here. Jordan, I like that you're planning ahead.
Thank you.
So Lisa. Who does the cooking at your house? Who's doing that?
Well, the past 3 years, we have done a Friendsgiving at my house. So,
For
the past two, I've had it at my house.
So you bring dishes and stuff? Everybody brings
a dish? Yeah, so everybody's like, hey, I'll bring this. So I host it at my house.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So your hubby, you've told me before, he makes a good chili, right?
Yeah, he makes it. We don't do chili.
I know, but I'm saying, does he help cook?
Yeah.
What does he make? What's his dish? What's he make that's good?
Thanksgiving wise,
yeah. Does he smoke a turkey? Does he?
No, we have our friend coming over. They're going to deep fry the turkey.
Okay.
Brian, I don't think he's doing a dish. I'm doing macaroni and cheese and deviled eggs, which he does not eat.
I'll eat 20 of them. I love it.
I love deviled eggs.
Oh, absolutely.
They're just delicious.
That's legit.
Yeah, but I mean, and we've got all our friends bringing something else, but it's like him specifically, like I could say, hey, I need you to make this. I am doing a corn casserole this year, so it's kind of like a spicy corn casserole, yeah. So I'm excited. I've never done that. So I think that'll be his job.
Can't stand corn, but love a corn casserole. I love corn. I mean, that's just me. Don't like corn, but I don't think there's only one casserole that I do not like. It's a sweet potato.
What?
My grandma's
what?
I don't like any kind of sweet potato. I want to take a sweet potato.
And they're so good for you, too.
And I want to sling it against the wall.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't
It can be bitter. I'll give you that. If people don't know how to. But I had one yesterday. We had like a little gathering yesterday. And one of my friends had made a sweet potato casserole. And it was out of this world. I would put it up against anybody's.
I think that I'm so weird because I don't like baked sweet potato, that you'll eat with, like, chicken or something like that, but I eat, like, sweet potato pie, sweet potato casserole, all that little stuff.
Okay, so anything baked, sweet, grilled, stoned, any kind of sweet potato, I went to a restaurant, I won't say the name of it, but I ordered fries, and they sent me sweet potato fries, and I never send food back. I never send food back, because I'm scared what the chef will do to it once I send it back, but I sent it back. I was like, I don't want this. If you don't have anything, if that's all you've got, throw them away. I won't do a part of this. I hate a sweet potato. I do like the corn casserole. You got me excited about the corn casserole. There's any
I'll
left
let
over.
You know.
Let me know how
I'll
it
let
is.
You know
yeah,
how it
absolutely.
Turns out.
But anyway, so back to what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it's just family. It's fun. What do y'all like about Thanksgiving, Junior Bastards?
Okay. What I like is the food and the bonding. I mean, because sometimes you don't see all your family every day of the year.
Yeah.
And like Thanksgiving is like one of them times that you see them through the year. Like everybody just come together. Sometimes it do be drama. It do. And sometimes it be entertaining. Sometimes it don't be entertaining. It just all depends.
So you like some... Now when you say drama, you don't think there's, like, people are throwing hands or anything, right? It's just kind of...
Yeah, we can go with that.
Okay, so we're all going over to his house. We're gonna watch Kendrick and hang out with him. How about you, Mass? What do you like?
My favorite part of Thanksgiving is definitely the Iron Bowl rivalry because all of my family were Alabama fans, but my aunt is an Auburn fan. So
God bless
her. It's like her against the whole house. I also love the desserts because she's a baker. So she'll make homemade pound cake, homemade sweet potato pie, cookies, you name it.
So you're going to have a lot of sweets, right?
And then the Christmas decorations. It's just such a good time.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
love it.
So, what about you, Lisa? Like, just the...
What did you just ask me? I went to the whole Friendsgiving spiel. I just like the whole feel, the foliage outside and us all coming together and, you know, naming what we're thankful for throughout the year. And, you know, just the camaraderie of all my... You know, some are family, but, you know, a lot of my friends are my family, so...
When you were growing up, was Thanksgiving a big holiday at your house?
Yeah, it was. It was. Right. We would always go to grandparents.
Yeah, of course, grandparents. Because grandma can cook.
Yeah, grandma can cook.
She can throw down.
Yeah. So, but, you know, as the years, you know, we lose the loved ones that, you know, we're so thankful to have had in our lives. And, so, I mean, we just get together and we, like you said, we have football on or... the parade on, and we just kind of all sit around and eat and just have a good time.
It's a laid back holiday.
It truly is.
It's a laid back holiday.
If somebody wants to get on the couch or in the recliner and
get
back and take a nap, they can absolutely do it.
I'm afraid to ask you, but go ahead.
Something I do like about Thanksgiving because it's like a pretty mid holiday. The mass amounts of like mac and cheese I can eat.
Okay,
it's pretty valid. Because, like, if it's, like, just a regular Saturday, and it's, like, mac and cheese, it's, like, a little bit, like, Thanksgiving is, like, a lot. It's, like, just eat, like, as much.
So, mac and cheese, I mean, how many plates will mac and cheese will you eat?
Probably, like, three or four.
Really?
Just pure mac and cheese. Like, I don't eat anything else.
So, three or four plates
except
of mac and cheese.
The cranberry stuff. I don't even know, like, what it's called. What's it called?
Oh, cranberry sauce? Yeah. Like
cranberry sauce is disgusting.
Just cranberry sauce is nasty.
Yeah. Thank you. I want to say this, that... cranberry sauce is an absolute waste of time.
I concur.
You need a little bit with your dressing.
No, you don't.
Dressing
the most nasty sauce.
It's just traditional. It's tradition, you know.
My family, like I got cousins that put it on top of their dressing, and like I just makes me want to just I can't do it. I mean, I just really hate cranberry sauce.
I like cranberry juice.
But yeah, I do too. Yeah, see, yeah. Gross. Yeah, but cranberry sauce.
He's pushing it.
I mean, and if you put it out of a can or make it homemade, it's not good. I mean, it's just terrible.
Disgraceful.
It is. Jordan, you should be ashamed of yourself.
What?
Yeah. So we're going to get with Gavin, see what he's Thanksgiving, what do you like most about Thanksgiving. Then we're going to get ready for Mount Rushmore and Gavin's return. Can he bounce back from arguably the worst list? And I will tell you in just a moment before we get started some of the things that were on his list. Kendrick, wait till you hear his Thanksgiving list last year. Just be patient.
Was it that bad?
It's really bad. Go ahead.
He brings it up every other week.
But that's not every week. Once a month.
Well, I don't know what was on it that was so bad.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.
It's Jamie's opinion, not everybody.
Oh, I know. Well, Jamie's we've heard Jamie's candy selection. So.
Probably the greatest candy selection in history.
No, it was horrible.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the food as well. I agree with you. You know, you never eat Thanksgiving food. It's only that time of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
That one day. So I think it makes all the food there. It might not be the greatest, but since it's so special for that one day.
I agree with that for sure.
Kind of cool.
And I think Thanksgiving, is it the best leftover holiday?
Yeah.
I mean, by far.
Well, and you know, typically Christmas, people are kind of over all that heavy food.
They don't want to eat anymore. They're kind of
You know, more people are going to like, let's do lasagna or let's do soups or something like that. So it's a little more finger foods and stuff like that.
Thanksgiving food is only good for 3 days. Do not eat it after 3 days.
If you leave it out, it's fine. Just leave it out. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you leave it out 3 days, that's the time to spend eat all the Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think by Friday, by Saturday, I'm tired of it. But really, that Friday is great. And it's the leftover turkey sandwiches, ham sandwich.
I love a good turkey sandwich.
I mean, it's hard to really beat that. Really, it is. So here's what we're going to do. Here's the way for our newcomers. And if you're listening for the first time, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to go around and talk about Mount Rushmore. Now, let's just find out how smart our junior ambassadors are, okay? Nobody's got this right. You messed this up badly. Name the four presidents on Mount Rushmore. Can you name them?
Abraham Lincoln.
George Washington.
Okay, so two for two. Did you say George Bush?
Yeah, I don't remember those teachers.
Okay, all right, we're going to stop right there. I want you to save that clip.
I don't remember those.
She said George Bush. George Bush was not on there.
He was not.
You think about they all had certain reasons that were on there. Can you name the other two, Gavin?
Is it Benjamin Franklin?
He's not a president.
Was he on there?
No.
Is it Roosevelt? Or am I wrong?
Which Roosevelt?
Franklin?
No.
It's the only one I know.
No.
Theodore.
Jordan. Okay, now hold on a second. Give the mic. Give the mic.
Thomas Jefferson, he's there too, right?
That's right.
Is it Hamilton? Yes.
Okay. All right, so we heard two things tonight.
I'm wrong T.
We got Ben Franklin, who's not a president, and we got one of the Bushes. We don't know which one.
George.
I thought George Bush was like
You talking about daddy or probably is. Hey, she's probably talking about Junior.
Yeah, let me go ahead. Neither one of them.
Yeah, there's two Bushes.
They're not getting anywhere close to Mount Rushmore, but that's great. Hey, you know what though? It's not your fault. It's the Jefferson County school system. We can't blame. We can't really blame you for that.
I don't remember them teaching me.
They really do not.
It's just basic history, Gavin. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. We'll walk up.
But honestly, Jamie, you could probably go on the streets and ask many, many adults, and they cannot. They might could name one or two, and that would be about it.
But you know, here's the thing with that. Don't you think that's something you should know, though? Like,
no.
I was taught that in school. Why would you not know that?
I just don't.
Jordan knows. That should be the barometer.
I'm just saying, I think you would be amazed, like, if you walked the streets.
Oh, yeah. America's not bright. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Now, you want to know something?
Go ahead.
Ask how many people know where Washington, D.C. is.
Okay, see, don't get me wrong. I always thought that Washington, D.C. was up, like, up north.
So you thought it was the state of Washington?
State of Washington.
I felt so slow. Like, I got that wrong.
That happens to everybody. I mean,
because I always thought
that's actually not true, Kendrick. I'm just making sure I make you feel
better. What does D.C. stands for?
District of Columbia.
Very good, girl. Okay, very good, girl.
All right, that's not bad. You're bouncing back from your George Bush comment.
Yeah, you're bouncing back.
I do want to say the George Bush thing.
At least
you
know the president.
Of all the presidents she could have said, though.
You say Bush.
Gavin, I was expecting more than George Bush.
Why you said Obama?
George Bush. That's what you're talking about? I thought you were making fun of me. My bad.
No, of course not.
I was about to start defending myself.
I just said I'll say Obama.
That would have been a good guess. Absolutely. All right, so we're going to go around. Mount Rushmore works. Everybody gets four choices, their favorite food that will be on the table for Thanksgiving. Before we start, I would like to go over the list that Gavin put out, and you here and people that are listening all over the country, right? We got listeners in New York, all over the. We got listeners in Russia. We got listeners where else? India, right?
Yeah, we got some weird ones. I can't.
It's weird. We got people listening. In fact, we got more listeners in New York than we do in Hueytown.
Hey, New York really? People, y'all finna see me for spring break, you know, FCLA field trip.
From New York.
They have mom on here. That's why they listen.
They like your accent.
Yeah, they do. I can see that. I get lots of compliments on it.
Y'all, I had a New York friend. She was, why you talk like that? I was like,
you got to embrace that.
Well, that's a whole other podcast that we could go into. So, Gavin, explain your – go ahead and tell everybody your list from last year and let them be the judge of it.
So, my first one was a broccoli salad.
Okay. Oh,
okay, just
mercy.
Stop. We got some faces. Madison was not feeling that. Okay, there
I
you go.
I never heard of a broccoli.
A breakdown.
What
is
a broccoli?
Well, it's broccoli. It's salad. It's broccoli salad. It's terrible. Go ahead, Gavin.
All right. My next one was it was a roll.
No, it was one roll. He didn't go with rolls. He went one.
Okay, well, I was writing it, for context on that one, I'm writing it on a piece of paper.
I love how you're like, it's the one roll.
I didn't put the S on it, so my bad.
Well, it's not like me to go ahead and just run with something, right? Goodness, it's not like me to take it and something like that and mess with it. Okay, but it gets better. Go ahead.
It gets better, yeah. Now I said baked beans.
Okay.
Okay. Baked beans.
There was like eight people. It's like round three. Okay. Everybody's like homemade. Grandmother's homemade chocolate pie. I'm like, okay, that's not fair.
All right, baked beans. Okay. So and you're in like the next to last. So it's actually a
bad
spot.
But I think look in Gavin's defense, he hadn't been doing it too terribly long. He was really starting to warm up to us and stuff. So I'm gonna give him a little grace. I think this year's gonna be a lot better, Jamie.
God, it can't be any worse.
Last one for terrible, by the way.
Accomplished it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Last one. This is the kicker.
If you remember,
this is the kicker.
The grape salad. Okay.
Now listen, grape salad.
Well, hold up.
Good.
Well, you gotta wait for the good part.
I ain't
Jamie,
never had
what
a
did you say it tasted like?
Oh, grape salad. So his mom brought some grape salad, right? To like listen to Spire. She brought for the group. And I've never had it before.
It was good.
It tastes like a sock to me.
That stuff's amazing.
There's your sock.
What is okay?
Is that a cake?
Oh, look at this.
Cupcakes.
Look at this.
What?
Are you serious?
Yep. But you a sock.
Look at you. Look at you thinking ahead. How great is that? All right. So we're all going to get a cupcake. Look.
Oh, that is adorable. Okay, so look at you, Gavin.
We're going to get a picture of this with everybody in front of this. And then we're gonna, this is great. Your mom make this?
Yes.
Okay. So she listens.
Oh, sweet mama.
Thank you, mama.
Now, let me say this, though. As I've said this many times, I do appreciate your mom making the grape salad. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, Jackson loved it.
Yeah, Jackson, and I think he'll eat anything. If you put pepper on that sign beside us, I think Jackson Reardon would knock it out.
It's funny. She was
trying
to figure out how many.
That is hilarious that she made you cupcakes that look like sock.
She was trying to figure out how much to get, and I was like, I would say aim for like six.
Oh, this is great.
6 to 8.
This is
and
great.
And I said, if there's any extra, Jackson will probably eat them.
This is awesome. So I can't stress how great this is that I did say that, and his mom makes cupcakes like a sock. So Gavin's mom, I appreciate you making it. It's just not, it's a sour taste that I just don't.
Oh, and I love it. It's so good. Like, with the red grapes and the green grapes and all that. Oh, God, that stuff is good.
I like grapes, but for whatever, like I like broccoli, but the broccoli salad's terrible. I don't like it either. But that was his list. So okay. Gavin, I feel bad. That I've kind of messed with you a little bit, okay, on this. So I'm going to give you the option. You can start it out with us. You can start the list if you want. We'll go back this way to me if you want to. Or we can go
start
all the way around.
Out. Don't let him go first. Start it out.
No, I mean, I'm not going to go first. I'm going to go last regardless. I'm saying we'll either go here this way. And by the way, you can't see me. I'm doing my hands like you can watch this. We're going to go one side of the table there. So you got your choice. Would you like to go first? Would you like to go next to last?
I'll go next to last.
Okay, that's great. Look at you, a gentleman and a scholar.
Yeah.
And we have a sock cupcake that we're going to be eating in a few minutes. So excited about this. Got to get a picture of this. All right, so Madison, you're up first. Here's the rules. You cannot copy. So once it's off the table, it's off the table. But with desserts and all the kind of weird kind of foods that your family probably makes, and I've got 4 or 5 casseroles that are on my list, so I can go all day with this. So Madison, you're up first.
So just 4?
Yeah, talk in the mic.
One at a time. Every time you go around, you'll say one.
Okay. So you're up first, then we go to Kendrick, Lisa, Jordan, Gavin, myself.
So I'm going to start it off strong with ribs.
Okay, so ribs. Now, the ribs doesn't necessarily sound like a Thanksgiving type kind of food, but it's a good. I mean, you can really eat a rib anytime, right?
Yeah, that's a staple. We always barbecue Kanekka sausage.
Oh, man, sounds good.
Grilled chicken.
Kanekka sausage.
Yes.
Oh,
barbecue ribs with my granddaddy's famous barbecue sauce.
I hear you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I celebrate 4th of July and Thanksgiving. Yes, I like with mine.
Okay, so give me yours.
I would say, I'm going to start off strong, like she said, ham.
Okay, so any kind of ham, smoked ham, honey ham?
Ham.
Yeah, like honey glazed.
Honey glazed. Okay, okay. Honey glazed ham. That sounds delicious.
I'm going to go with my favorite because I make it every single year and I get big shout outs. And that's just homemade macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jordan. But look, buddy, I will make you some, I promise. Oh, thanks, okay.
Homemade. So she took mac and cheese off the table after Jordan said that was his
like number one. Number one
I'm
on my
sorry.
List.
Give
me.
You know, you got some backups in there.
Yeah, I do. Give me pumpkin pie.
What?
It's pretty,
okay.
pretty solid. All
right,
it's
so
pretty...
it's not as bad as I think it is.
No,
I've had it before.
It's not my favorite. I'm not a pumpkin pie fan, but it's not horrible. But it's the worst so far. It's the worst so far.
It's like extremely solid.
Yeah, can't be a part of it.
So how you make it? Because my auntie, like, it was not that long ago. When I had my student council thing, she made me a pumpkin pie dip. It's like you eat it with like apples.
Okay, pumpkin pie dip. Okay, that sounds interesting. All right, so now Gavin back here he is, ladies and gentlemen. The list starts now.
Nerves are getting to me. I think we're gonna go with the safe turkey with gravy.
Okay, all right.
I think it has to have gravy with it.
Okay,
otherwise it's just. It's not as good.
Look at that. Nice. Now, do you like a smoked turkey or just like a regular baked turkey? What do you prefer?
We fry ours, deep fry it.
Okay. Okay. Great. All right. I can't believe it made it around the table to me, but I'm going to go start off simply, but dressing. I mean, it's great. You put some giblet gravy on it. It's fantastic. It's a staple. My grandmother's dressing is fantastic. So I can't believe I made it here. I'm pretty excited.
You're welcome.
I definitely
spared you.
You did? Well, I mean, you know, I got some in my back pocket at all times.
What exactly is dressing? Like, what's in it?
It's like cornbread and chicken.
It's hard to explain. It's kind of a cornbread. Like, up north, they call it stuffing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And sometimes they put, like, if you ever had said, up north, they put the stuffing in the turkey. Mm-hmm. It's weird kind of, yeah. It's really good.
In a casserole dish.
But it's great. Love dressing. All right, Madison, you're up with your second one.
For my second one, I'm going to say candy yams.
That's a good one.
Have my mama's candy.
Yeah, I can't stand a yam. Yeah.
It's literally sweet potatoes just without the crisp.
There you go. So I'm saying, there you go. Yeah, that's why I don't like it. All right, Kendra, go ahead.
I gotta say deviled eggs.
Okay, that's a staple. That's very good. Love it. Love it. Love it. I mean, you can't. Deviled eggs are great, and I mean, really, I can eat like 10 without even trying. But they're so good.
I literally have a whole pan. Yeah, they're
great so far, except for Jordan. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna go with. Like, picked from the garden.
Okay.
That's been canned.
Canned, okay.
Put into the crock pot. Let them just simmer for hours, but green beans.
Okay, green beans. I like, I used to hate green beans as a kid. I've now grown.
I love green beans.
I've grown quite fond of green beans.
But there's nothing better than those canned green beans.
Are you going to put green bean casserole on your list?
No.
Thank you.
I'd rather have the green beans.
It's a possible for me. I like green bean casserole. I don't know if to make it or not, but go ahead, Jordan.
I'm not a casserole fan at all.
What?
Give me roasted turkey.
Roasted. Okay, so turkey's already been said.
What?
He said turkey with gravy.
Does that count though?
Well, I mean, turkey's turkey.
I have multiple.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Give me the cranberry stuff. Forgot what it's called again.
Cranberry sauce?
Yes, give me that. Okay. Give me that.
This cranberry stuff, it's terrible. So right now, Jordan, lead the charge with the worst list ever.
Do you eat it by itself?
It's horrible. We've talked about it. It's absolute. I cannot stand it. The look of cranberry sauce bothers me.
It's like eating cranberries. It's like
Gavin, somebody's leading the charge to be made fun of for the next year for their list, and it's not Gavin.
Ever since my sandwich list, I've been doing pretty good.
You have been. In fact, I feel bad making fun of you. We got a sock cupcake gravy, so I feel kind of bad. I don't know if I can do that or not.
We're supposed to bring that for my birthday in April, so it's been long planned. So I'm going with deviled eggs.
It's already said. He already said deviled eggs.
He did.
Yeah. It's tough, isn't it? You gotta be prepared. You should have went first. I told you go first. But you got all kinds of stuff on the table.
Yeah, you got a lot. Dang, now I'm stumped.
Well,
what, rolls.
Rolls, pull.
Okay, so would you rather have rolls or cornbread if you had to pick one of the two? And that, if that's rolls, if you're going rolls.
That's pretty tough. I think I'm going with cornbread.
Okay, cornbread. All right, so I like Mexican cornbread.
Yeah.
It's really good. The peppers, the corn, all that's good about there. All right, very nice. All right, I'm going to go with my mom's. She will make it. Because I like broccoli. Her broccoli casserole is so good. I'm telling you. You put anything in casserole, it's good. Casserole is always good. There's nothing. There's not a bad casserole out there. Most people don't like broccoli. So I got a couple other casseroles I can bring here too. But go ahead and go. Madison, you're up.
I'm going to say, actually, I'm going to switch it up and say collard greens.
Okay, I like collard greens.
Okay, yeah.
Do you put pepper sauce on yours? Like the pepper sauce? And you got to put pepper sauce on there, right? You don't put it in there?
I do ham hocks. I don't do neck bones.
Yeah, neck bones.
Okay, all right. I like collard greens. All right. It's better than Jordan's list.
I've never had collard greens or neck bones.
What?
Jordan.
So somebody make
some good greens.
We got to make some, you know, collard green cupcakes for him or something. He's never had any.
Wait, I have a story.
Okay, get the mic. Talk to the mic.
One time I had my own garden, and I grew collard greens and took them to my grandma to make for Thanksgiving.
Okay, well.
Oh, that's great.
Wait, how big was your garden?
It was huge. It wasn't my garden. It was my grandmother's garden.
Did you like working in the garden?
Maintain
I loved it.
It.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I love getting my hands dirty.
There's something about a garden growing your own food and getting it. Like, there's, it really, it, as far as vegetables go, it does not get any better than that. The taste of your own garden.
On the price of groceries. So yeah. Growing your own fruits and vegetables, top notch.
All right.
Smartly. See, me, I don't like getting dirty. That's why I say when I get old, I'm not doing anything that involves manual labor. I'll politely be sitting down at a desk in the office. I don't like getting dirty.
Okay. So Kendrick's anti-garden, apparently. So what's your third food you want to put on there?
I'm going to say potato salad.
Okay. I like potato salad. It's solid. It's a solid. It's going to be on the table for us. It's a solid. It's a solid. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
I'm going to get a dessert.
I might have a dessert coming around in a second if my next one doesn't make it around to me.
I'm going to go with... the traditional pecan pie.
No.
So
pecan pie.
So Lisa steals another one from Jordan.
I'm sorry, Jordan.
It's right underneath pumpkin pie.
I know.
All right, go ahead, Jordan.
I'm going to get roasted potatoes.
Okay, that's your best thing so
Thank
far.
Thank you.
Roasted potatoes. Okay, you can't get wrong with that. There's so many other things, too, we're not thinking about here. So you got plenty of things to choose from. Roasted potatoes are good. It's not my favorite potato, but maybe potatoes are on mine. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Now, Gavin, who's had a much better list, he's on fire.
And I think I've realized my problem, too.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not a picky eater. If it's in front of me, I'm going to
You're gonna knock it out? Yeah. So you don't have like a favorite. You just eat whatever's there.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just go and just, I don't even look, just get a spoonful. But my third pick, I don't think anybody said it. I've been thinking a lot, so not been like listening too much, but corn casserole, has that been said yet?
No.
It hasn't. And I don't like corn, but I like a corn casserole. I like that.
Good pick.
I'm going to stay with the casserole theme, hash brown casserole. My grandmother, or no, my mom or my aunt, I can't remember who makes it the best, but it's on the table. It's so good. Because I like potatoes, any kind of way you can do it, right? But a hash brown
casserole. Not sweet potatoes.
But not sweet potatoes. Every other way besides sweet potatoes. A hash brown casserole, definitely on my list. All right, final pick. So far, so good for everybody but Jordan. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to switch it up with a dessert.
Yes.
The best dessert, hands down.
Okay.
And that is homemade pound cake.
Homemade pound cake. Okay. So, now that I don't dislike pound cake, but it seems very, what's the word I'm looking for? Bland.
Do you know how hard it is to make a good pound cake?
I do not.
It
is. I mean, I can't make toast. Remember, this is what I said earlier.
Yeah, it is unreal.
Yes.
Unreal. And so that's why, like, if I eat some good pound cake.
Yeah.
And it's good. I appreciate it more than that person knows because it is very intricate.
So I'm not making fun of it. I mean, I like pound cake, but of all the desserts that will be that I see during the holidays, I just don't think pound cake is like at the top of the list. But everybody has their own, you know? I just think pound cake's good, but there's other things out there. Yeah. So is that your favorite dessert?
It's definitely my favorite around the year. My aunt makes the best pound cake. She does a white chocolate pound cake and a lemon pound cake with like this like glaze.
Yes.
Yes.
And then with a glass of eggnog.
Yes.
I love this eggnog.
Do you put anything on the pound cake? It's just pound cake.
Well, we might do some whipped cream, you know.
Okay.
Strawberries.
Sure. So it becomes almost like a strawberry shortcake.
It's so many different ways to eat it.
Yeah. It's versatile. Yeah.
More dense.
You can put ice cream on there.
So good.
Yeah. Pound cakes, I just, you know, not my favorite. But, you know, listen, nice pick, Kendrick.
So I'm going to go with everybody's favorite, I hope. red velvet cake, but without pecans.
Yes, homemade red velvet cake.
Homemade. I don't like pecans. And I don't like pecans.
I'm allergic to pecans.
Oh, I love pecans.
Okay, so red velvet cake, that's a good pick. That's a solid piece of cake. I like red velvet cake. Mm-hmm. Very good.
I'm going to go sweet potato casserole.
Dude.
Y'all don't eat red velvet cake on Thanksgiving?
Sweet.
Jordan, I'm so sorry. Okay.
Sweet potato
casserole. That is a Thanksgiving tradition. Now I want marshmallows on it. I want not crunchy.
Not a sweet potato fan. Just like that. So she took yours again. So yeah, really, Lisa's. See, if Gavin would have picked to go first, you would have been able to have your stuff on there.
I would have been on top.
So it's really Gavin's fault that Jordan's list is this bad.
Give me the fall party Little Debbie's. God.
It's like, yeah.
God.
Yeah, I don't
look
like
it up.
Anything Little Debbie. I do not eat those up. At all.
What? No, I mean, I'm not looking it up. I know what that is. Somebody sent me.
It's like a.
I have no words for you right now.
He just like lay them out on the.
Yeah. No, you don't lay them out. It's like, oh, it's almost Thanksgiving, you know. No. They got them out. They got them out at Publix. No, it's genuinely really good. It's like a zebra cake.
I'm almost supporting.
So a year ago, I made fun of Gavin for what was arguably the worst Mount Rushmore list. I now stand corrected. I have. I owe Gavin.
You're getting roasted next year.
I have Gavin a huge. Gavin, I apologize. Because even
when you said roll.
I just want to say it's a
singular roll. I remember then. Yes, I was here for that one.
But that's at least something. He's talking about going to a grocery store and getting a Little Debbie out of a box.
Exactly.
Most of my stuff is gone.
When there's so many. So many desserts for Thanksgiving. We've mentioned pies, and we've mentioned red velvet cake.
Yeah, we
and
mentioned
pound cake.
All of them. I had to
there's,
grab.
But there's
to
many left, though. I mean,
name a singular dessert.
Sweet potato
pie. Okay. I got you one. My grandmother makes a four-layer chocolate pie. It's fantastic.
I don't like chocolate pie.
I mean, come on. I mean, okay, key lime pie. I mean, lemon ice back pie. I could keep naming
stuff. No.
I'd like to say when we had the Little Debbie Mount Rushmore and I said zebra cake, you're like, oh, Jordan, that's a great pick.
Yeah, it's a good pick. It's not a good Thanksgiving pick.
Exactly. This is still a valid.
No, it's let me go ahead and tell you.
The wedding cake.
You've set me up for material for a whole year. I'm so excited about this. This is great. In a lot of ways, it's great, right, Gavin? You get off the hook. You're off the hook for it. You brought a sock cupcakes, and that's great.
Is it this or Copacabana, though?
You know what? Copacabana. I always forget about that. It's both are terrible. But that was last year. Let's go. What's yours?
That was last year. Okay. I'm thinking I'm going to go with a chocolate lasagna. It's like a chocolate pie.
I've had that before. It's really
good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, go ahead and explain.
Basically, it's chocolate pie in a casserole.
It's like a chocolate pie. It's like a chocolate. It's like a lasagna, but it's chocolate. Yeah, you got whipped cream, chocolate, crust.
It's really good.
Do you bake it?
Also, I was really...
No, you don't bake it.
It's cold.
I was really tempted to say broccoli salad, too. So, just because.
I would have done it just to spot him.
It would have been that bad, though. Your list would have been far superior. So, finally, I'm going to go with this. This is what my mom makes. And I've got her talked into possibly making these for our January, where we do our lunch and our planning. We're going to get a food and everything there. She makes homemade fried apple pies.
Ooh, yeah.
She makes peach.
Apple ice cream?
You can put ice cream on it.
Well, you bring them, I'll pick up the ice cream.
Peach cobbler? Okay.
Yeah, she makes peach and apple, but she puts a little cinnamon on there. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna send a picture to the chamber Thursday. For that, you'll see them. So good. They're great. I love it. Well, listen, it's been so much fun. We're going to go face deep in these cupcakes in a second. We're going to get some pictures of it. We want to remind everybody, December 7th, we've got the Christmas parade starting at 1. We've got the tree lighting starting at 4.
PSA, y'all, watch out for Hewittown Band. You know, we're going to come in and march. I will not be marching with the chamber, sadly.
You're going to be in the band? You're going to be marching with the band at the Chris Bird?
We can't wait.
You will see me at supper with Santa.
I will be there too.
Okay.
I'm just there. I'm not dressed
up. We have
up
great
nobody.
Junior ambassadors. They always
they all do a good job.
Our events. Thank y'all for all y'all do.
And supper with Santa, that's going to be on the 12th. It's sold out. So if you're listening right now, there are no more seats to that. So anytime we do an event, jump on as quick as you can and try to come to these things. They're a lot of fun. We have a great time. I'll be at all three on stage with a mic in my hand as usual. We'll be broadcasting from both of them. So it's going to be a great time. So there you go. I really don't have a go-home song, but I'm not going to let Jordan do it. Gavin, would you like to take a swing at it?
I would not like to take a swing at
outro.
It.
Little outro.
Well, we play a whole so the whole point of the song is we have I'm gonna say good evening, good night, and we have a song that plays in its entirety. So I tell you what, I'm gonna do it. Here we go. There's no rhyme or reason for this, just to make people go, why are we playing this? I'm gonna go Bye 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 by NSYNC. It's gonna be there. So hope you enjoy that, and hope you enjoyed this episode. And until you meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat. Bye, bye, bye.